At the Winter Olympics today, the men's hockey tournament opened with a couple of surprises. The U.S. lost to Slovenia 3-2, and Russia fell to Slovakia by the same score. There is no falling, literally, for snowboarder Sean White in the halfpipe. He put the disappointment of not winning a medal 4 years ago in Russia behind him and got a gold medal performance in South Korea. NPR's Melissa Block is in Pyeongchang. And Melissa, Sean White was the last man up. You could feel the tension as he was about to drop into the halfpipe. And he won. How did he do it?
Well, why don't I let him tell you exactly how he did it? He's going to explain it in snowboard speak first, and then we'll try to translate.
I started with the frontside double cork 1440, and then into a cab double cork 1440, into a frontside stalefish 540, a double McTwist 1260, into a frontside double cork 1260. And I won the gold.
It was as easy as that. I don't know what he's talking about, Melissa. Explain it.
Well, he's talking about doing just a series of outrageously complicated spins and jumps. Some of them, two actually back-to-back, four rotations consecutively. And it was a nail-biter. The Japanese snowboarder, Ayumu Hirano, had bested Sean White in the second of three runs, and the winner is determined by the best of the three. So Sean White needed to be spectacular in that last run to win, and he was. He was really almost perfect, 97.75 out of 100. And in winning gold, he earned the 100th U.S. gold medal in the history of the Winter Olympics. He's now 31. He won his first gold at 19.
Wow. And you could feel the tension break after as he was sobbing when he found out he won the gold, gave a huge bear hug to his parents. It was really a wonderful moment. At the press conference afterwards, there was a question about something much more sobering. He had to answer a question about sexual misconduct allegations that were made against him in a 2016 lawsuit. What did he say?
Yeah, this was a lawsuit that was filed by the former drummer in his band, a band called Bad Things. Her name is Lena Zawada. And Sean White agreed to settle that lawsuit last year for an undisclosed amount. She had alleged that he sexually harassed her over several years. And I've read the complaint. It's pretty nasty stuff. She alleges that he texted her graphic, sexually explicit images, which he later did admit sending, that he made her watch disturbing pornographic videos, and a whole series of other harassing behavior, and later that he fired her from his band. She sued for wrongful termination as well as the sexual harassment. And at this news conference, as you say, a reporter did ask Sean White whether he thinks this will tarnish his legacy. Here's what he said.
You know, honestly, you're here to talk about the Olympics, not, you know, gossip. But I don't think so. I am who I am, and I'm proud of who I am, and my friends love me and vouch for me, and I think that stands on its own.
So he's dismissing it as gossip, Lisa, but again, in this Me Too moment, I think, you know, these allegations obviously get more prominence than they might have in the past.
And getting back to the athletics, there were a lot of weather conditions that the athletes have to worry about. Last night during the halfpipe, a lot of the competitors stood at the top of the hill waiting for the wind to subside so they wouldn't get kind of caught midair in a gusty wind as they were doing the halfpipe. Alpine skiing has been affected as well. How has that been messed up and delayed by the high winds?
Yeah, hugely affected. The winds here are something else, just ferocious winds that this part of South Korea is known for. In alpine skiing, they've had to postpone marquee events, including the men's downhill, the women's giant slalom, and slalom races. In downhill, I should mention that one of the U.S. downhill skiers, Tommy Biesmeier, suffered an ankle injury today in training. So he's out. He will not be competing. And he had a really poignant thing to say. He said, "You're supposed to be optimistic in times like these and say something like, I will come back stronger than ever, but I just can't bring myself to do it." And Lisa, it's not just alpine. They also had to postpone the women's biathlon event tonight. That's an event that combines cross-country skiing and rifle shooting. It's a really exciting event to watch. Now, tomorrow, things are supposed to die down as far as the wind goes, so those events should go forward.
One more question. You tweeted a picture of tears streaming down the face of the American speed skater Maame Bainey. She was eliminated in the 500-meter quarterfinal. What happened there?
Yeah, there was a lot of expectation riding on her in these events. She's a tremendously powerful, very young skater. She's 18, just turned 18 years old. First African-American woman ever to qualify for a U.S. speed skating team. And she didn't make it out of the quarterfinal. She was last in her heat of four, and you could just see the dejection etched on her face. At the same time, she's known for having this electric smile. Her coach says he's never seen her not smiling, even when she's mad. So she was smiling through tears. It's just one of those moments that makes you realize just how pressure-filled these events are for all of these athletes.
NPR's Melissa Block speaking with us from the Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome.